This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Tom Latcham on FUBAR Radio.
Well, we survived Blue Monday. This is the song. And that was billed as the most miserable day of the year because we all give up our diets and our resolutions and we've still got no money and we're miles away from payday and it's all miserable. But we've got through it. Unfortunately, I don't know about you, seems we're on to Tits Up Tuesday. I am experiencing Tits Up Tuesday. I don't know about you. Everything I've done this morning has gone wrong. I mean, it's all minor stuff. You know, got stuck in traffic, couldn't find a parking space. My mum died. No, she didn't die. My mum didn't die. She's still alive, unfortunately. But I will tell you another story about mum shortly. Although I did die with embarrassment with what she told me last night. I'll tell you in a bit as well. And also, unfortunately, all the newspapers are boring. So that's why I'm starting on this non-intro. But I'm here with my newspaper reviewer for the day, comedian Joe Boar, who we're trying to find, hopefully, some lightness amid the tedium to lift us on this bitterly cold January morning. Do wish us luck. Hello, Joe.
Hello, mate.
How are you doing?
We'll get there.
We will get there. Are you well?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm on my diet. I'm on my January diet. I'm on the David Bowie diet.
What's that?
Just out of respect for him.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm having heroes, but just for one day.
Can I have one?
Yeah.
It'll
just be on the heroes.
I'm also doing that. I'm on coke. Okay. I'm just sniffing coke all the time and acting like a lunatic, yeah? Just like David Bowie, my hero. So how are you? Are you tired? You are now a father
for the first time? Yeah, I'm a dad, fully fledged dad. He's 4 weeks old. Mm.
What's his name?
We're doing all right. His name's Milo.
No, it's a good name,
It's
that.
A good name, isn't it?
Solid name. Although, wasn't there... Oh, no, that was Mika. Mika.
Okay.
I was thinking that annoying pop star.
I told my mum the name, right? And my mum, she sort of, I don't know if this is a Jewish thing, she just got no filter, so she says whatever comes into her head. So I said, what do you think of the name? She sort of made a face, and then the next day, she texted me, and she went, I love the name, on reflection. Which is like... I think that is the worst thing to say after a compliment, on reflection.
Well, that sounds like quite an apt moment to tell you my story about my mother and what she said to me last night. This is going to make up my question of the day for you guys. Basically, I want to know, and it fits into what Joe just said, what's the most... what she said to you wasn't embarrassing, but inappropriate, perhaps?
Inappropriate, exactly.
Inappropriate.
Yeah.
So basically, last night, I was at dinner. It was my brother's birthday. My mum was there, my dad was there, my girlfriend was there. They know each other. It's not a new thing, thankfully.
Yeah.
Not quite sure how we got onto it, but my mum ended up regaling us with a story about how her neighbour walked in on my dad going down on her.
Unbelievable.
And also, my mum's deaf, right? So she did a little sign where she wiped down her mouth to show that was what my dad was up to.
Was he there? Your dad was there?
My dad was there, yeah.
Smiling away, going, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, boys. I once was. Well, to be fair, you know, it all started because my brother said he'd once walked in on having sex, and they were like, well, we do that. And then she went, do you remember that time when you lost that banana?
Oh, no.
Dear man, please stop now. So I want to know, what is the most inappropriate, embarrassing thing your parents have ever done or said to you? Give us a shout. Tom@foobarradio.com. Tweet us at foobarradio. Call us on 0330 223 0200. That number is 0330 223 0200. Can you beat it? I imagine possibly not, but anyway, give it a good go. Also coming up, apart from the looking at the papers and trying to find something that's not tedious and boring, with Joe Boar, is author and former Sky News diplomatic editor Tim Marshall. He'll be talking to us about why the world appears to be locked in a never-ending conflict and whether we're headed towards World War III. He's a man in the know. He's an expert in that field, so we'll be talking to him after 11. We'll also be chatting to former England cricketer Jack Russell. He was the... do you remember Jack Russell? Do you like cricket, Joe?
I'm not a cricket man, really.
Basically, Jack Russell, he was a...
Dog. He was a dog.
He wasn't a dog. No. Okay. I don't think his name's actually Jack. Okay. He just likes the name. He likes to be like a dog. He was a wicketkeeper and a sort of... He wouldn't wear a helmet. He would stand up right up by the stumps. He was a sort of eccentric.
Okay.
And then he went into art.
Oh, wow.
Because you do. So we'll be talking to him about the national side's current brilliant form and also plenty more besides. But I suppose we should kick off with a song, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
That's
it.
That is what we do here. And then we'll come back with some of the papers, the front pages. We'll try not to linger too much on them because they are all exceptionally boring. And we'll try and find a few little gems throughout. Anyway, I'm here with Joe Ball. I'm glad to say it's freezing cold. We'll try and keep you warm right through till midday here on FUBAR Radio. This is the AAZ Zero. FUBAR Radio. Oh, listen to that fancy new sting from FUBAR Radio. Ooh, isn't that lovely?
That's the way you edited it.
And we've got some more of those beauties where that one came from, I tell you. That other voice was Joe Bohr, comedian extraordinaire, who is going to help me through the papers, but as they're boring, let's just put them to one side. 1 second, how is the comedy going? I mean, you've obviously been a father recently, so we know your genitals work. What about your comedy?
Comedy's working. I'm doing a show on Friday. Come along, everyone. The Wheat Chief.
Where's that?
It's on Rathbone Place, just off Oxford Street. 7:30 on Friday.
Very good.
And it's free.
Is it?
Free,
yeah, everyone, who doesn't love freeness, especially in January?
Exactly. So I'm trying out an hour of it's a new show with a character I do called Jasper Cromwell Jones.
I think we've had him on the show.
I did it last time. Yeah.
He wasn't a real person. You've just ruined the act.
Oh, sorry.
Ruined that whole secret there. That Jasper Cromwell Jones wasn't real. It was just you.
Yeah, no, he is made up. But he's doing an hour of made up stuff on Friday. Yeah, so come along.
Problem with that is though, none of what he says is true. So you know, I mean, I like to go along to a comedy night and know that everything I'm being told is true.
Oh yeah, of course.
Because everything that's happened to them, all the stories they tell, have all happened to them. They're all exceptionally exciting.
Amazing.
This is funny. It's people, aren't they? You know, that end up in these just wacky situations.
Yeah, this thing happened to me today. Oh.
Hold on, I've been to your gig last week. It happened to you last week as well. That's funny.
Yeah, it's happening all the time. There's a comedian, nice guy, but he said, "Oh, I've just been dumped before I came on stage." And he does that every time he goes on.
Yeah.
Unless he's getting dumped every time he goes on.
If he is, just give up the comedy and work on his dating skills, probably. I did a comedy course myself, and there was a guy that did a lot of that. He was very good at it.
Yeah.
So I suppose play to your strengths, you know, and if that is, you know, abject misery about your pathetic love life, then so be it. You know, you've got to roll with the punches, right?
Tragedy and comedy, they go hand in hand, I think.
as you know, by knowing lots of comedians who are largely tragic characters.
I'll tell you what, it really helps getting... I got dumped by text and, I just read it out on stage. And I was at such a low point in my life and everyone laughed. And I couldn't believe it. I remember saying to a mate, "Oh, look at this text she sent." And he went, that's really, really funny. No, you're too close to it. and I did it. It really kicked on my comedy career.
Really?
Getting dumped. It's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Really?
Yeah, I'm over it.
You should thank her.
I moved on.
Do you still know her?
Sort of.
Friends on Facebook?
I think she defriended me on Facebook.
Right. Because of that?
I think so, yeah. I've done it on TV. I read out the text on TV. Because I know it off by heart. I was really going to call you tonight to talk to you. Just want to start by saying it's nothing to do with anyone else, honey. I've not seen anyone. I just want what is it? No, just not seen anyone. I need to check it out.
Oh, he's really exact. It'll be better than this on Friday at the Wheat Chief. You'd hope.
Let me find it.
Okay, he'll find it. But what it does actually, while we're on it, there are some of the stories in the paper today that I've noticed that this sort of reminds me of the rise of half night stands because of Tinder and that sort of stuff. You know, people and there's a story in the Sun today. It's a feature in the Sun about how people are now doing half night stands because they don't like to do the walk of shame in the morning, so they just do it at night instead when no one's around. And there's a big feature with people talking about it. So let's see if I can find it in here.
So what time do you leave?
Just whenever you want, really.
Okay. And then you go on to another one, and then...
So, I mean, there's this woman. She sounds lovely. her name, Rara Armstrong. She's a mother of one and a former model. She says, there's nothing as humiliating as fumbling about in the bottom of your bed for your pants after a brief bout of disappointing sex with a guy you've only just met.
Yeah.
This happened to me recently. I met a guy in a bar and quite fancied him. One thing led to another and I ended up back at his place. Sadly, turned out to have a micropenis and it lasted 20 seconds. So she left. She said, one of the joys of the half night stand is that you can wake up in your own bed and pretend the whole thing was just a bad dream.
Is that the one who... That is the girl who...
To listen to more of this episode and to catch up on all of our shows, go to fubarradio.com.